We're talking with Jerry Cutting today. Jerry is with the design team for the Community Search Conference information sessions coming up. So welcome, Jerry.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Now, could you tell us about the search conference, a little bit about what exactly is the Community Search Conference is coming up?
Yes, sure. That's probably a great way to start.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look at what a search conference is, it's a community development model which was initiated 60 years ago in Australia.
Okay.
And it's based on a participatory democratic process that gets people to agree upon their priorities and then to establish concrete actions and establish action groups that can work over a period of 5 years to bringing about the kind of change that the community wants.
Okay, and you're in the design part of the team. In the design team, I believe there's four of you?
Yes, there are.
Okay, and what exactly does a design team do?
Well, our job in this process is to make sure that those people who have come together and those organizations that have come together to identify a specific need in the community, that we take charge and organize the information in such a way that people can be invited to come out to select those people that they'd like to participate in the conference, and then to get things going in such a way that we move from talking about who's going to do what to what is going to be done, and to make sure that we keep all members of the community active and also informed about what is happening. So the design team is really the organization committee that is charged with the responsibility of getting things going. And as soon as we've gotten things going and the ball is rolling, then the action groups that are established take over.
Okay, so there's a lot of work I can see in the design team. From the conferences, it leads to a select group of people of all ages, I believe.
Well, what we're trying to do is look at the very specific theme that we've identified, and that is what is the most desirable future for a vital English-speaking community in the Eastern Townships in the year 2014.
Why was that particular year chosen?
Well, keeping the model mm-hmm. of the community search, it's based on a 5-year plan.
Okay.
So if we start our work now, then that will take us through to the year 2014.
Okay. Do the same people that start the conferences and lead to the group, will they necessarily be the last people after the 5 years, or will there be a bit of a change of people from year one to year five?
Well, the model that we're using is one that's very dynamic. So what we're hoping for is that, in fact, there will be people who will come into the process, who will get active, who will get fired up about different orientations or different actions. And we know that people tend to also come and go, or else their time may be such that they don't have the necessary time to devote anymore, so that we can constantly bring people in. And because what we're looking at is getting participation from people in all walks of life, all age groups, what we are looking at is getting people from health sectors, from education, from commerce, from basic retired people, young people, family-oriented people, and those who are already retired. So we're looking at developing a very dynamic process in the townships as the years go on.
Okay, and it starts with the information sessions, and they last about, what, an hour or two at the different locations in the townships coming up?
Well, the information session can, mm-hmm. in fact, be non-time specific.
Mm-hmm.
In that sense, what it means is that depending on the number of people that come out and depending upon the issues that are raised, the important thing is to try and contain it within about an hour and a half.
Okay.
And there are going to be professional organizers, people from Concordia who've been working with this model all across the country, who know how to make things happen in such a way that everyone has an opportunity to speak their mind, and that we're able to also then identify priorities and recommend people that we think would be good to follow through.
Okay, and the people recommended are basically from the other people, from their peers, is that correct?
That's right. It's a peer nominating process.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we're trying to do is make sure that there is a broad-based representation from all walks of life, all age groups. And with that in mind, I think we should be able to bring together a divergent group of people, meaning people from three segments of the townships around the Richmond area, the mm-hmm. Sherbrooke area, and the Callansville area, so that ultimately we'll be able to identify very local and specific orientations, as well as orientations that are common across the entire townships and in the entire English-speaking community.
Okay, and what if somebody wants to attend one of the conferences and they're out of town or for some reason can't make it? Can they still get involved?
Yes, they can. What we're looking at is having a process whereby people can phone,
mm-hmm.
and there is a number that they can phone at the township's office,
mm-hmm.
and submit their nomination, or if someone thinks there's a really interesting person out there and that person didn't attend a conference, there's no reason why that prevents them from being a participant.
Okay, and I'll just give the Townshipper's phone number. It's 819-566-5717, or the toll-free 1-866-566-5717, or if you want to contact them by email, it's search@townships.ca. Now, have you always been a townshipper, Jerry?
Yes, I have. I was born in Quaticook,
mm-hmm.
and I grew up here. I was educated a little bit all over the country and
mm-hmm.
then came back, and myself, I'm now retired, and I spent 35 years with Champlain Regional College.
Okay, and what made you specifically want to get involved in this project?
Because what I have seen is that since the time when I grew up,
mm-hmm.
that the English-speaking community has been eroding. And if we look at now some of the stats, which I find very disturbing,
mm-hmm.
the English community tends to be less educated,
mm-hmm.
is not enjoying a comparable income, and has a tendency, I think, to become non-involved as compared to our Francophone neighbors. And I think what we need to do is look at ways in which we can revitalize our community, that we can show the English-speaking people that, in fact, the townships is a place of opportunity. Across all kinds of publications and surveys that have been done, what we see is that the economy of the townships, in fact, is doing quite well, and that there are opportunities, but we don't seem to be able to hook into our English-speaking community in such a way as that they identify this as the land of opportunity, and also to be able to take a very active role in our community, in its direction, in its province, in its direction, to become really active members of our community all around. And for me, this is very important and something that I'd like to see if we can't take a real good shot at doing.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Anything else that you wanted to mention before we go, Jerry, about the upcoming conferences or your involvement or what you'd specifically, though, if you could see one aspect of this conference coming out, what would that be?
Well, the most important thing I can say to people at this juncture is it's a bit like coming out to vote. It is an opportunity to make a change, and one of the things that you can do, each and every person that hears this broadcast or reads some of the publications that have come out, go to an information session. It takes maybe an hour and a half out of your life. You can get an opportunity to find out exactly what could be happening. And if it really interests you, you can become a participant. And if it's something that you say, well, you know, maybe a little bit later on, but don't miss the opportunity, because I think the way in which we structure our community is, to a great extent, everybody's responsibility, and this is a chance to exercise that responsibility.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Jerry, and I invite everybody to get out to those information sessions and check out the website, www.searchtownships.ca. Thank you very much, Jerry.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Community Search Conference Information Sessions, Lennoxville, November 8th, 10 a.m., Amity Beaudoin Community Center, 10 Samuel Gratham Street, Richmond, November 8th, 2:30 p.m., Richmond Regional High School, 375 Armstrong, Cookshire, November 10th, 7 p.m., Cookshire Elementary School, 95 Park Street West, Cowansville, November 15th, 10 a.m., Massey Vanier High School, 224 Mercier Street, Knowlton, November 17th, 7 p.m., Brome Lake Community Center, 270 Victoria Street, Richmond, November 18th, 2008, 7 p.m., Richmond Regional High School, 375 Armstrong. Website, www.searchtownships.ca.